Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Fred Jackson and Ray Pritchard. And joining us now in studio, Steve Paisley-Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, I'm just clicking on a story from Mirror. That's a Mirror. It's a UK magazine or newspaper about the Kansas City situation, Ray. That's the only one I saw. I don't know if this is just breaking, but the headline says, Kansas City Chiefs parade shooting is a, quote, personal dispute, end quote, and not terrorism as two juveniles are arrested. Do you know anything about it?
Literally, just in the break, I just saw that.
You saw the same thing I saw?
I saw exactly the same thing. And this is just an hour ago when we were talking about it at the top program, this story had not broken yet. So this is, it's not terrorism. It's two guys who got into a dispute and somebody started shooting. Or maybe both of them.
Well, when they announced it was multiple shootings, multiple shooters, that's the first thing. I thought, well, this is gang related or something. You know what I'm saying? Two gangsters shooting at each other and people caught in the crossfire or something. Terrorism would not be. Terrorism would. You might have a lone wolf, right? Somebody like what happened in Las Vegas. It's usually one person. What happened up in what was it, Vermont or New Hampshire? A couple months ago, the guy who went postal.
Mm-hmm.
I use that expression. Postal workers object to that.
Yeah, probably.
But I apologize for that. But you know what I'm saying. That's the expression people use. And he went nut crazy, temporarily insane, and shot a bunch of people. But it's usually one person.
Yes.
So here you have three suspects, and two of them are juveniles, according to the police. And so there's some kind of personal dispute. Anyway, that's all we have. So far, one lady did lose her life, sadly.
Yes,
as you reported earlier.
Mm-hmm. Young mom.
Okay. So anyway, I guess that this is off a British newspaper. If you click on the Kansas City,
the Star.
Yeah, click on that, Ray. Go ahead. See if there's anything there.
Let me keep talking.
Okay.
Keep right. talking, Tim. Right. I'm on it.
All right. Go ahead, Steve. What's your first story? Oh, Steve, by the way.
Yes.
Sorry, Steve, to ask you something happily.
Ah,
yeah. We're going to give it time. We have a, if you're watching us in the studio, and who wouldn't want to be, watching three old guys do the news live in studio. I mean, that's when you really don't have anything else to do. I'm just kidding. So we have a news. We have a screen which has it's split up to four pictures, and they're all news agencies: CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and CNN. Well, BBC.
Yeah.
BBC. Three of the four of them are covering live the trial in, or the hearing, or whatever it is, in Atlanta.
Correct.
So this is a modern day Peyton's place.
Boy, is it!
All right, Fred, you want to set this sordid tale up for us? Because we do want to comment on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this has something to do with the charges that have been brought against former President Trump in Georgia.
And others.
Yeah. Having to deal with allegations of trying to find votes, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's almost become the sidebar compared to what we're dealing with today at this hearing. One of the other defendants in this case has challenged the validity of having the district attorney continue this case. The district attorney is Fonnie Willis.
Not Fanny.
No.
Everybody calls her Fanny. It's Fonnie.
It's Fonnie Willis.
Okay.
The district attorney there. I believe it's Fulton County. And the story is that she hired her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, to be the prosecutor in this case even though he had no experience in that area of law, which is, according to the case, racketeering. Okay? So we're getting testimony today in that case. And what we're seeing right now...
Not the racketeering case,
no,
right?
No, this is the boyfriend-girlfriend...
Right. Ethics problems, potentially unlawful actions.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Fonnie Willis, is this, and we've heard testimony this morning from a friend, a woman who testifies. She's been a friend of Fonnie Willis for many years.
Okay.
In fact, they went to college together. She has testified this morning that the relationship between Mr. Wade and Miss Willis has been going on for years, in fact, stretching back to 2019. That is a contradiction to what we have been told thus far. So this is ongoing. CNN, MSNBC, and Fox are all carrying this live now.
You mean draw a chart out here for us so we can follow this, a flow chart maybe, so we can follow this? Okay, listen, you know, certainly on one level, this is not funny because... These are real people's lives, and nobody wants to celebrate or laugh at divorce and adultery and all those things. However, this is the woman who's going after former President Trump and many others on the case involving where Trump says, you know, find me votes, and also, I don't know if he said find me votes, find votes. And then also having to do with his team's trying to get together what they call false electors. Anyway, that's what the backdrop is to this. So this sideshow, which has now become front and center, is Fonnie Willis, the district attorney.
Yes.
And Wade, they have boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
Since 2019, according to this woman.
Yes.
And so if Willis, okay, I don't know if all this is true or not. I'm just telling you what the story has been reported. But if it is true that Willis paid Wade.
Yes.
Money.
Hired him to be the prosecutor.
Hired him to be the prosecutor, and he was woefully unqualified for the job.
And
but because he was her boyfriend.
Yes.
Then she hired him. This is what's being accused. Yes. Then they took vacations together.
Yes.
Is that right? Went on a cruise
while
together?
Mr. Wade was still married to someone.
This is like that song, me and Mrs. Jones. This is a sordid tale here.
Yes.
So
Willis has paid Mr. Wade, her boyfriend, over $600,000 to be the prosecutor.
Right.
But during this time, they've taken very expensive
But then he uses vacations. The money that she gave him.
Yes.
And they go on vacations together.
Luxury
and they're not married.
That's right.
That's what all this is about, and conflicts of interest and ethics questions and all that. Is that what's going on
here? It's a sordid tale.
Right.
It is.
It's a modern-day Peyton's place.
Yes.
Right. All right, Steve, do you have anything edifying to add to that story? Maybe
I am tangentially interested in this because it does have bearing on the president's case.
How?
It could get the case thrown out basically if they find that the prosecutor has been mishandling the case.
How does that have anything to? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I was going to say, it's unclear to me how this sideshow has anything to do with Trump's case there because it seems to me like she might be disqualified, Fonnie Willis, but the law would require somebody to continue the prosecution of the case. Unless the case is dropped.
Yes.
Right.
Right?
Well, there's another story about Fonnie Willis again.
Chapter 2, ladies and gentlemen, paying attention.
Fonnie Willis, before this trial of Trump began, visited the White House. I'm not sure if she was getting instructions, but the head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, wants to subpoena her to come to Washington to deal with that side of the story. Did she get federal money to help her prosecute a political enemy of Joe Biden?
Did Jim Jordan say she did?
there are allegations to that. That's why they want her to come to Washington okay. to testify.
Okay.
Yeah, I could care less about who's dating who and what where they go on vacation. It just is no interest.
I care, Steve.
I know you do.
I want to know.
Well, you'll find out probably.
Well, I'm a,
when you do, you can
let
me know.
That's why I read the National Enquirer.
I'll roll my eyes. but what Fred is talking about actually kind of dovetails into the first story that I was going to bring
okay,
up,
you go.
Which is the weaponizing of the federal government. Not only did Fonnie Willis visit the White House, but it turns out that Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith also visited the White House prior to their filing charges against the former president. Alvin Bragg, of course, now this was the Stormy Daniels case, the money case. And
what money?
That he paid, he allegedly paid to a porn star.
Now, Trump said he didn't do that.
He said he didn't, allegedly.
Hush money.
Hush money. That's what it's the
he
allegation.
He said he
is.
Didn't have an affair with Stormy Daniels. Can we say that on the radio? The porn star, and he didn't have an affair with her, and he never paid her hush money. That's what he said, right?
Yes. Well, the indictment, that indictment occurred on April 4th of 2023. On March 7th, of 17th of 2023, Bragg had asked for a meeting with federal law enforcement ahead of the Trump. He had asked for a meeting with the White House. He had hired a year earlier. He had hired a Department of Justice official named Matthew Colangelo, who spent years targeting Trump. So they're stacking the team and they're going to the White House to get the details of where they should go. Jack Smith. This is the documents case. He's the one that's trying the alleged...
In Florida,
the documents case in Florida. And in that case, Smith filed an indictment on June 8th. Well, it just so happens that in March, a member of Biden's counsel office met with a top member of Smith's team. So,
who are you citing on these facts?
This would be the Breitbart is reporting this.
Okay.
So...
Well, listen, I've said this before. Are they, quote, out to get Trump? Yes. Does Trump step on rakes? Yes.
Yes.
Ray?
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see how all this turns out. This hasn't hurt the former president in his support among his loyal base, right? Ray?
Right.
This hasn't hurt.
Right.
None of this
well,
has hurt
and
him.
This most recent Fox News poll shows him ahead of Biden for the
general election.
The general election. And that's interesting because in 2020, no Fox News poll in 2020 ever showed Trump ahead of Biden back then. So clearly it is not affecting his base, and maybe it's not impacting the people in the middle that you got to have. To win the election.
Yeah, we're a long way to November. A lot will happen between now and then. Who knows if Trump or Biden will either be the candidates.
Yeah.
Huh? One or the other. I suspect there's a better chance Biden will be out than Trump in terms of his party's nomination. Who's on the ballot in November, but we'll have to wait. And
yeah. If you ask which case is going to go to trial first, it's going to be the Stormy Daniels case, right?
That's scheduled now.
Okay, you guys believe Trump. Do you believe that he didn't have an affair with her and that they didn't pay her off? Do you believe him?
That's two different questions. He could have not had an affair and still paid her off because it's easier to make it go away than it is to go through the trial.
No,
that's a good point.
Yeah, well, that may be a good point, but that's somebody's going to extort you and you're going to pay them? Even though
happened before.
If you're running for president and you want the thing to go away?
Trump was a known playboy.
He might have had.
So nobody cared.
Right.
I sure, if I'm Trump and I'm a known playboy, I don't know, tell how many women he had when his days in New York as a billionaire, you know. Let me ask
a question here, Tim, because I'm still thinking about my answer, or maybe, maybe Steve, you can explain. The stuff with Stormy Daniels. It happened way before 2016, right?
Yes.
Correct. Was it 12 or 10 or 08 or when was that? Back in there. There's a famous picture of him with her.
But golf tournament. It didn't come out the whole point is he supposedly paid the money in 2016.
Right. Correct. When he's running for
president. Michael Cohen paid her, according to the charges by Alvin Bragg. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how much money was that allegedly? 200, 300 grand? But what Alvin Bragg, the DA, is going after him on, I think it was it was put in wrong in the books. It was like a charge that it wasn't. It was something that nobody would go after anybody on. Under normal conditions, if it wasn't Trump, they wouldn't care.
Right.
So, but this is a criminal. A criminal, not a civil trial.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying, do you believe Trump when he says, "I did not have an affair with her, and we didn't pay her off"? Do you believe him?
I don't know. I don't have a. I mean, it doesn't beggar the imagination to think that he would.
But that he would what?
That he would have an affair. It's possible. It's very possible. But. I don't know. I have no evidence.
The flip side to that is that he's a multi-billionaire, and you could also believe that there are women who, he's running for president now. Maybe I can get a few bucks out of him if I make that allegation. That's a flip side.
Shake down the rich guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that wouldn't be the first time that's happened. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what's all going to come out in this court trial if it goes forward. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
The weaponization of the government against Donald Trump, though, started much, much earlier than any of these cases. All these legal cases, these charges he's facing, have been filed since he's left the Oval Office. But we are finding out from two known reporters, very reputable reporters, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. These were two of the Twitter Files reporters, by the way. And they are independent journalists now, and they have together come up with some evidence that the CIA before the summer of 2016, so well before Donald Trump was elected, contacted foreign governments, friendly foreign governments, and asked them to spy on Trump campaign workers and to report back to the CIA. The CIA was collecting dirt on at this point, is Hillary Clinton's political opponent. And that's where that's the genesis of the whole Russian collusion hoax. Because that's what...
That fell completely flat.
Yeah, but it took years to fall flat.
Oh, I know that. I know, 2 years.
Yeah.
But the CIA was weaponized.
So if the CIA wants to visit us, they can come to your office, Steve.
Well, I'll just send them to Michael and Matt.
No, you're getting this from what news source?
The Federalist is publishing the findings of Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger.
Okay, they're a credible news source.
And they are publishing on Substack. I think Matt Taibbi is with Racket News and Schellenberger is with Public.
Well, it's well documented that the Durham investigations prove that Hillary Clinton and her campaign were behind the attacks.
Yes.
On Trump and trying to say he was a Russian asset and all that stuff. Now, Durham didn't get convictions on many because the trials were held in D.C. I remember one. Well, you're not ever going to convict a Democrat politician in D.C. That's why it's troublesome for Trump for the January 6th case, because if it's going to be in D.C., and that's where they're going to draw their jury pool from, that is not favorable for former President Trump right there.
But, you know, I think what has happened, what we have learned since Donald Trump came down that escalator in 2015, is that we have had a Justice Department that has been weaponized against this man. The whole Russia collusion thing made that very clear. It all started, you know, and then Hillary.
2 years, and Robert Mueller couldn't come up with anything.
That's right.
And he had, let me just remind people, he was a special counsel appointed by Comey or Comey's successor? Who appointed, it wasn't Sessions, was it?
It was Sessions backed away from it. And then Sessions actually turned it over to this group of lawyers, ethics lawyers or whatever the case may be. And
who appointed Mueller, though?
I'm looking it up.
Mueller was an FBI, former FBI director. Correct. Anyway, my point is, Mueller had 2 years of unlimited resources and had all these lawyers working under him to try to get at Trump and prove this about Russia and prove that about Russia. They had 2 years. They had all the money they wanted. All these lawyers working for him, for Mueller, were Clinton people. Yes. They were Clinton supporters. Go ahead.
He was appointed by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
That's right. That was in the interim. Wasn't that in the interim between Sessions and Christopher Wray, maybe?
No, who was the FBI director after?
Wray.
Was it Wray? Yeah.
Yeah, Wray. So anyway, to your point, Fred, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but to your point about them going after Trump while he was in the White House from day one, was on a bunch of bogus charges.
Yeah. But all of these cases against him since then have only served to help the former president, because it confirms in the minds of Trump supporters, yes, the whole system, all of these are corrupt individuals who are bringing charges against him, which explains why, when you see these polls, he continues to do so well. The more he's charged.
He's a martyr.
And they believe in him, and they believe that the justice system, whether it's a bunch of Democrats, this is what these folks believe, it's a bunch of corrupt Democrats in the judicial system that are out to ensure he is never elected president again. And that's why that when they look at him, he is a martyr. He is a hero to them because he continues to fight this corruption. This is what's kind of driving the campaign right now. Mm-hmm.
This is the lesson to me. Ray, you can comment on this if you want.
You still there, Ray?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I was trying to run out the clock on your question.
Hey, by the way, has a Kansas City Star reported anything about the suspect?
We don't have any names.
Okay.
There are no names yet.
Okay. Two or three of them, if they're juveniles, they're not going to, I don't think they will release their names. I think it's the law to do that. Go ahead, Steve.
There are a lot of people who would have liked to have ruined the life of, say, Billy Graham.
Sure.
Right? I mean, he's doing a lot of work. A lot of people who don't like Christianity would have loved to have caught him in a scandal. But his lifestyle and his protections that he put around himself didn't lend themselves. He lived a life beyond reproach. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump did not. And so nobody knows how likely or if these charges are true, because he's lived a life that has been been reproachable, I guess. He's lived a life where he's put himself under the microscope.
What you're saying is nobody would be surprised if it turned out it was true.
So you live your life, this is a lesson. If you want to live your life like Donald Trump, don't be surprised if down the road someone wants to come after you. You have given them ammunition.
Well, the other side of that is, Steve, you could walk the straight and narrow, and somebody could still attack you unfairly.
But if you heard of somebody saying that Billy Graham had an affair with so-and-so, you'd dismiss that out of hand, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Trump's life as a New York playboy was well-documented before he ever ran for president.
Right.
Yes.
So I think that was sort of baked in to the equation. So as the expression goes, we will end the show with this. It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Fred, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Steve Jordahl sporting the plaid
jacket.
Sports coat today.
Valentine's Day gift from my wife.
No Paisley today. Maybe next time. All right. Well, let's see. Today's Thursday, so Trivia Friday. Tomorrow we will... JJ will be here. Ed will be here. We'll have some fun. We'll see you in 23 hours, something like that, tomorrow.